Well, it seems like ages ago now, but it was only a little more than a month ago that the Supreme Court opened the door for same-sex couples to get married legally all across the country. Well, almost. Because of tribal sovereignty, the ruling does not apply on Native American tribal lands, and the majority of tribal nations do not recognize same-sex marriage. Kate Carlton Greer from KGOU in Norman, Oklahoma, reports.
Justin and Shara Giles both live in and work for the Muscogee Creek Nation in northeast Oklahoma. They were married by members of the tribe a few years ago, and now as they sit in Justin's office and flip through wedding pictures, both laugh and swap memories.
We had traditional food as well. So we're talking about chitahaga, sofki, salt meat, fry bread, which is an adopted traditional food.
The couple incorporated colors from the Muscogee Creek seal, and the women wore traditional ribbon dresses.
We were all decked out in that. Even my groomsmen and our bridesmaids were all decked out in what would you consider our contemporary traditional versions of our clothing.
Everything was Creek. You know, this was our big fat Creek wedding.
Yes, that's right.
The Muscogee Creek Nation recognizes Justin's and Shara's marriage. Even if the state had issued their marriage license, it'd be legal on the tribal land because of reciprocity. But it's not the same for LGBTQ couples. Shara Giles is the tribe's secretary for the Department of Community and Human Services.
Our current tribal law does not recognize same-sex marriages, whether they were performed at another tribe or state. They're just not recognized here.
For gay Muscogee Creek members like Dinah Harjo, that's hard, especially after the Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage in all 50 states earlier this summer.
You know, when you're growing up, you don't dream about planning your civil union. you dream about having a wedding and having the people that you love, the people that love you and support you being there.
When Harjo first heard about the Supreme Court's decision, she says she was elated. But because of tribal sovereignty, the Muscogee Creek Nation and the other 566 tribes across the country don't have to recognize marriage equality. Right now, most don't. Harjo lives about 2 hours away in Oklahoma City and could get a marriage license through the state. But it hurts that her tribe wouldn't recognize it.
Just because I may be disconnected in terms of mileage, my opinion is we are still their people and we need to eliminate barriers of discrimination.
Some tribes, like the Cheyenne and Arapaho, don't have limitations on who can marry. Laura Bird is with the National Congress of American Indians.
Tribe by tribe, each has the right to make their own laws that benefit the health and well-being of their citizens.
Each tribe has a unique heritage and set of beliefs, so it's nearly impossible to create one decision for all nations. But something NCAI has formalized is its support for two-spirit people. That's the phrase used to describe LGBT tribal members. The organization passed a resolution this summer that declares its support for all tribal members
and encourages tribes to pursue government policy changes that would support two-spirits in all aspects of their lives within their communities,
including healthcare, employment, and family. And a heated discussion is taking place across Indian country. Again, Justin Giles from the Muscogee Creek Nation.
It's a divided conversation. I mean, it really is. You're seeing some folks saying, no, we had a two-spirit society, and that's, I'm talking in a general sense as far as Indian country goes. And then also, of course, I'm hearing, you know, heck no, we're never going to do that.
Giles says that over the decades, the Muscogee Creek culture and religion has absorbed aspects of Christianity, and that plays into the discussion as well. Both he and his wife would like to see same-sex marriage legalized on tribal land. But Shara says at least when it comes down to the rights of the couple on Muscogee Creek land, there's no difference between a same-sex couple and a married man and wife. Their nation recognizes a household.
When we look at services, that doesn't limit us. Do we recognize your marriage? No. But do we recognize you as a family unit? Yes.
Unless Congress decides to mandate same-sex marriage on reservations by passing a bill, it could continue to be a slow trickle of tribes that allow couples to marry no matter their sexual orientation. For Here and Now, I'm Kate Carlton Greer.